This is Mindanao Times Headline News. Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, January 4, 2021, and these are the headlines. The Eastern Mindanao Command reported that more than 2,000 members of the New People's Army, or NPA, were neutralized under its area of responsibility last year. Major Alex Mindalano, the East MINCOM spokesperson, said a total of 70 communist rebels were killed in combat operations, 147 apprehended, arrested and captured, and 630 surrendered. Soldiers of East MINCOM also recovered 690 high-powered and low-powered firearms through combat operations and surrender. There were also 192 rebel camps discovered by the troops in several parts of Eastern Mindanao. Since Lieutenant General Greg Almirol took helm on March 8, 2021, the East MINCOM dismantled 8 guerrilla fronts and the regional guerrilla unit Pulang Bagani Command. Almirol lauded the troops for these accomplishments, which he said were significant in helping the country move forward with its goal to quell the more than 5 decades of communist terrorism in the country. In business, Cebu Pacific continues its relief efforts for people and communities that were affected by the recent Super Typhoon Odette, transporting since December 18, 2021, various essential goods and volunteers free of charge to destinations including Cebu, Bohol, Siargao, and Surigao. CEB has partnered with both national and local governments and private entities such as Philippine Red Cross, UNICEF, World Vision Philippines, and Philippine Disaster Resilience Foundation Incorporated. On December 29, CEB flew 32 medical workers from Jose B. Lingad Memorial General Hospital and Dr. Jose N. Rodriguez Memorial Hospital and Sanitarium, mobilized by the Department of Health, Health Emergency Management Bureau, free of charge to Siargao and Dinagat Island, where they provided free medical assistance to the victims of the natural disaster. The airline has also made sure it took care of its own people who are based in areas devastated by the typhoon. More than 1,600 Cebu Pacific employees across its 16 stations that were affected by Odette needed assistance. Relief goods and emergency cash were provided to them, while other CEB employees in Manila also extended helping hands to assist in operations at the Cebu and Manila airports. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.